Taylor Kilgore with Fox TV out of Denver. Taylor, kind of give us some background of yourself. We say you're a former collegiate player and your husband is on the staff of Regis University. Kind of give us a background and what basketball has meant for you before we get into the playoffs.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I grew up playing. My dad was a coach, and I always say basketball was my first love and taught me so much. I owe so much to sports in general. I was lucky enough to play in college. And then after, it was, okay, what's next? And I knew I wanted to stay around sports, stay around teams, the game. And I didn't think I had the patience to be a good coach. So our industry seemed like the perfect fit, a way to stay close to these moments that just change everything. Sports are really powerful and have always been for me. So I love covering sports. And I've always said, I've been in Colorado for 6 years now, a little over 6 years, and born and raised in Northern California. But I've really grown to love watching Michael Malone and what the Nuggets have done and how they've built this roster. So I always say that I can't leave Colorado until they hang a banner, and I sure hope that they get close this year.
So obviously the play-in final games are tonight, and after you finish watching the Bulls polish off the Miami Heat,
if DeMar DeRozan's daughter's there, I think it's in the bag.
You see, United Airlines offered to fly her down.
That is so awesome.
Her school needs to cancel class today. Get her down there.
Yeah, they were saying he just kind of nonchalantly at the end of the game said, oh, yeah, she's got to go back to school. And it's like, let's not be too hasty here, DeMar.
Yeah, let's think about this, DeMar.
But obviously in the Western Conference, you have the Thunder and the Timberwolves coming up to see who they might take on Denver.
Yes, just as a Denver Nuggets supporter.
We don't know that. She just reported. she could be neutral.
That's right.
She did just tell us that she can't leave.
Hey, I want them to win.
Okay.
Yeah, I want them to win.
Do you have any preference whatsoever between, you're going to watch tonight, any rooting interest on who you'd rather face?
It's funny because we've talked about this question a lot since we've just been playing the waiting game, and you feel silly, wishing for anyone because, playoffs are just different and anyone can go crazy in the playoffs. But, yes, I would love the Thunder to win. I think, we know they're so young. So, so much about playoffs and doing well in the playoffs is about experience. And, they're just a young team. They're good. They're well coached. They're just a young team. So I think I would prefer them. Minnesota, both teams are in the division, they know them well. I think, the way the Nuggets are looking at the first round, if not the media and everyone around the Nuggets, is they really need to take care of this first round pretty convincingly. If they want to, get to where it seems they want to go this year or expect to go. So hopefully whoever wins tonight, it's a solid first round showing for the Nuggets, home court advantage, as we know. I would love to see them take care of it in five if they could.
You look at this Denver team, and obviously the names that jump off the page is the MVP, Nikola Jokic, and you look at what he's done. And he's kind of done it in a manner that's not necessarily flashy, I guess is maybe what you might call it. Is he properly appreciated or is he underappreciated?
Oh, he's just historically underappreciated, right? And it's I think people are coming around, but it's the eye test so much of that, because you look at him and he moves, he's, as he says, he's not the best athlete. He's not going to be flashing up and down the court. But his game is so methodical and so smart. Every one of his teammates calls him the smartest player they've ever played with. Everyone just raves about his basketball IQ, and you see it the way he plays. We really have just never seen a player quite like him. And I think that's why people are so hesitant to go all in. Now, he does have two MVP, back-to-back MVP titles. That speaks for itself. I think he does get the respect there, but the Nuggets collectively don't get that respect yet. And to be fair, they truly haven't won yet. They've been to a Western Conference final in the bubble. they know the pedigree is not there, but it feels like it could be after this run. And you just hope that everything, the last four straight trips to the playoffs, has taught them and has built them for this moment. But we know so much of it is just keeping these guys healthy, Jokic included. He was dealing with a calf issue towards the end of the regular season. But it seems that everyone is feeling really good, especially after this week at practice, and feeling as healthy as they can be, which is exactly where you want to be at this point.
And then you kind of you look at the seeding for the Western Conference here, and you know, you got Nick Wright going out on ESPN and talking about, you know, he's got an easier time believing Jokic is the fifth best player than the best player, and he's doubting the top three seeds. And kind of take us through where you kind of see that. Is this kind of a fluky year with Phoenix, the Clippers, and the Warriors being the lower three seeds? Or do you see that, no, this is Memphis, Sacramento, and Denver are legitimately just better than them?
Well, listen, Nick Wright says a lot of things. This we know. we debate a lot of his interesting takes, I'll call them, on my show, Colorado Sports Night. We have a debate segment, and we have a lot of fun with that. I don't take what he says too seriously. Take it with a grain of salt. But, yeah, I mean, you look at the top three seeds, and you don't have those traditional perennial powers that we're used to seeing at the top. You know, the Warriors – where were they to start this season? They really struggled on the road, only 11 wins, I think, by the end of it. But they snuck in, and they're still the Warriors. They still have Steph Curry. So obviously we know they're going to disrupt some things. The Clippers, you know, coming into the year, everyone was all about the Clippers. They said, oh, they're coming out of the West, the one seed, the one seed. That didn't happen. They're having their own issues. I saw a former Nugget Bones Highland throwing punches or something on the bench. I mean, listen, this thing, I don't care what you've done in the past. It's about what you do in this playoff run. I do believe, though, where the Kings, now this is coming from someone who was born and raised in Rockland, California, just outside of Sacramento. Listen, they haven't been in the playoffs since 2006. I don't think anyone is a believer just yet, except for if you're in Sacramento, that they're going to get out of the first round, just because no one on that roster knows what it's like. No one in that building remembers what it's like. It's been decades. So I think it's fair to doubt some of these top seeds. Obviously Memphis has gone through some issues with John Morant this year, but they're tough. So, I mean, listen, this is how the standings work. I do think the playing games cheapen the playoffs a lot, and we talked about this last night on my show as well, because you know the NHL playoffs are getting ready as well, and everyone's going, okay, should the NHL consider a play-in format as well? And the players all say absolutely not, because it's such a huge goal, massive moment when you reach the playoffs in that league. And let's face it, it's just not in the NBA anymore with these play-in games. I mean, two-thirds of the league make the postseason. So you know, I think people have been dogging the Western Conference all year, but we know there are plenty of capable teams in this conference, and I think we're going to have some fun here in the next couple weeks, hopefully months.
You know, another team I look at, a team that was supposed to be, you know, they were the favorites until they weren't, you know, looking back to last year and the year before, the Phoenix Suns. I mean, they've obviously got a ton of talent as well, but yeah, you look at some of these matchups, and it really is kind of a coin flip with a lot of them. At least that's what it seems to be.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny. I just went through most of the conference and didn't even mention the Phoenix Suns, who, let's be honest, they're the number one threat for the Nuggets in the West, and that's how a lot of people see it. Yeah, Kevin Durant, what are you going to do? The guy is a unicorn. He's so good, and he's the type of player that can really – fit in with a lot of teams. You know, you don't have to run a lot of plays for him, and he's not a guy that's like, I need the ball in my hands 90% of the time. No, he's just a lethal threat that's going to score, make plays, and make you better. So, you know, when they made that trade at the deadline, everyone in Denver's going, oh man, serious? But like anyone, the Suns have had issues getting their guys on the floor and keeping them on the floor. Health is always the number one thing. It really takes a lot of luck in the playoffs, and I think Phoenix will need it. If the Nuggets meet the Suns at some point, I think it's going to be a really good series, really exciting series. But, yeah, I think you know, this is what you want going into the playoffs, right? I think the Eastern Conference is a huge drop off between some of those teams. The West, you know, I like the Nuggets to come out, but hey, I watch them every day. You know, not everyone does.
And you know, kind of speaking on some of the issues a few of the teams in the West have had, how much stock do you put into obviously getting the number one seed? You don't just get the easiest path through the worst remaining seed left, but also obviously home field advantage or home court advantage. And teams like Memphis and Golden State, their splits, home versus road, are so drastic. At least on paper, it seems like that should be a big deal. How do you see it?
Yeah, I see it as a huge deal. I do think with the play-in tournament, it's an interesting discussion because really Denver still doesn't know who they're playing. A lot of these matchups have been set for days. So I think there is an advantage to knowing who you're going to face and getting ready for them. But like I said, they know their possible two opponents well. We'll see how that ends out tonight. But as far as home court is huge in this league. And like you said, you look at the records, the discrepancies are very clear for most of these teams. I mean, I guess the LA teams, not so much, but everyone else. And for Denver, it's massive because this city has really gotten behind the Nuggets the last few years. And it's been really exciting. Ball Arena, where they play their home games, is rocking during the home games this regular season. Playoffs, obviously, that's going to be elevated. So you just want the comforts of home, the ease of, you know, sleeping in your own bed for these guys. And obviously in the playoffs, you have to steal one on the road. That's the way the numbers work. You got to steal at least one on the road. But I think cruising through the West with the home court advantage the entire way is massive. And it's the first time the Nuggets have ever done it in franchise history. And it was one of their preseason goals. So I think in their mind, you know, they had a few different goals. They wanted to win the West top seed. They wanted to play better against playoff teams during the regular season, which they improved. And they wanted to improve their home record. And they did. They were massive on the home floor, 34 wins in Denver. And that's what you want, especially when you know you got home court advantage for a lot of the way of these playoffs.
Taylor Kilgore, Fox Sports out of Denver. Taylor, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day. I'm sure you're busy, especially this time of year. We appreciate it very much and hope to have you on again. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you might want to mention?
Me? Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. Oh, I thought you were talking to each other. No, I think that was great, guys. listen, we're all excited for NBA playoff time to be here for sure. I wish you guys luck, your Bulls tonight. Yeah. and hopefully they can get a win so you guys can enjoy rooting them on. But hey, if not, go ahead and adopt the Nuggets because we're going to have some fun watching these guys this year.
That's a great point. And you know what? I think I'm going to do that because they're just going to get slaughtered by the Bucks if they win tonight anyway. So
fair enough.
Taylor Kilgore.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much, Taylor. You have a great day.